This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palka. U.S. presidential election rivals President Donald Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden are ramping up campaign travel with just 8 weeks to go before the election. Democratic presidential nominee Biden will visit Michigan Wednesday. He will outline new proposals to tax companies that move U.S. jobs overseas and offer incentives for those that invest in domestic operations. President Trump has touted the stock market's gains in recent months. He said his administration's tax cuts and deregulation helped create a powerful economy before it was derailed by the coronavirus. At a campaign rally in North Carolina on Tuesday, President Trump accused Biden of supporting sending American jobs overseas, adding the economy would suffer if Biden is elected president. Afghan officials say a bombing targeting the convoy of the country's first vice president killed 10 people and wounded more than a dozen others. First Vice President Amrullah Saleh suffered minor burns in the blast. An Interior Ministry spokesman confirmed to the Associated Press earlier that the bombing targeted Saleh's convoy. The bomb went off as Saleh's convoy was passing through a section of Kabul with shops that sell gas cylinders for use in heating homes and cooking, according to the ministry. Wildfires in the western U.S. state of California are spreading out of control as authorities say gusty winds could make the matters worse. More than 14,000 firefighters are battling fires from the Sierra National Forest to San Diego. And a fire at Greece's Moria migrant camp on the island of Lesbos has forced people to evacuate. The blaze breaking out early Wednesday, both inside and outside the facility. This is VOA News.